वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट 24 एंड 25, राइट? या 25, या या 23 वर्सेस। आई it's on 25, this one. This ball which is written 25. Yeah. So I should cover 24 and 25. Anyways, happens. Okay, we'll chant together this 25th verse which is on the board. Tasmad gavyam brahmananam आदर्शे चरणामृतं मखः य इन्द्रयज्ञासंबरासास् तैरयं साध्यतं मखः तस्माद्गव्यं ब्राह्मणानाम् आदर्शे चरणामृतं मखः य इन्द्रयज्ञासंबरारास् तैरयं साध्यतं मखः। वन् मोर्, तस्माद्गाव्यं ब्राह्मणानाम् आदर्शचरणामृतं मखः य इन्द्रयागसंबरारास् तैरयं साध्यतं मखः। प्लीज चेंट। तस्माद्गावं ब्राह्मणानाम् अधीरयश्च रथं मखः य इन्द्रयागसंभरारास् तैराध्यतं साधितं मखः। तस्माद् गर्वं ब्राह्मणानाम् अजेशं शरथं मखः य इन्द्रियागं संभरारास् ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। व्हाट वर मीनिंग तस्मात देयरफॉर गव्यम ऑफ द काउस ब्राह्मणानाम ऑफ द ब्राह्मणस आदर्शे and of the hill Govardhan, cha also aryabhyatayam, let it begin, makaha the sacrifice. Ye which Indra Yaga, for the sacrifice of Indra. Sambharara, the ingredients. Taim, by them. I am this. Sadhyatam, may it be carried out. Makaham, the sacrifice. Translation. Therefore, may sacrifice for the pleasure of the cows and the brahmanas and Govardhan Hill will begin. With all the paraphernalia collected for the worship of worshipping Indra, let this sacrifice be performed instead. Purport. Lord Krishna is famous as Go-Brahmana-Hita, the well-wishing friend of the cows and the brahmanas. Lord Krishna specifically included the local brahmanas in his proposal because he is always devoted to those who are devoted to the godly Vedic culture. I'll read text 24. My dear father, our home is not in the cities or towns or villages. Being the forest dwellers, we always live in the forest and on the hills. Purport. Lord Krishna here points out that residents of Vrindavana should recognize their relationship with Govardhan Hill and with the forest of the Vrindavana and not worry about a distant demigod like Indra. Having concluded his argument, Lord Krishna makes a radical proposal in the following verse. Okay. Hare Krishna. Om Agnana Chimirandasya Gananjanam Shlakaya Chakshurun Mitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Once again I'll read the 25th translation. Therefore may sacrifice for the pleasure of the cows and the brahmanas and the Govardhan Hill will begin. With all paraphernalia collected worshipping Indra, let this sacrifice perform instead. So Krishna is systematically preaching that we should worship Govardhan Hill. And he's also giving the reasons for that. He is in the 24th verse, he's giving reason to his father that we are not living in the cities, we are not living in the towns, we are living in the villages, we are living in near the forest. Actually, Vrindavan is one of the forests. There are 12 forests, and one among forests is Vrindavan. So Krishna is preaching that we should worship Govardhan Hill. And in this coming today's text is three things are most important. One is obviously cows, two brahmanas, three Govardhan Hill. So why Krishna is giving three important things? Because the way which the lifestyle of Vrindavan was is they are dependent on the cows, brahmanas and Govardhan Hill. And Krishna systematically preaching to Nanda Maharaj that if you worship one source, it will fulfill all other sources. Just like if you will worship the Govardhana Hill, how does it has a connection to the cows and the brahmanas? Think about it. It says that Krishna is preaching that if you worship Govardhana Hill, the nice grasses, trees, everything will come, and cows will graze. Cows will eat, have a different grasses, and cows will be happy. when cows are happy, obviously it will give abundance of milk and cow dung, cow urine, everything abundant, so that brahmanas can perform their sacrifice. You know, cow dung and cow urine, cow milk, there are n number of products which comes out, ghee, butter, yogurt, everything. For the deity worship, we need these things, especially cow ghee, cow milk, yogurt, and other things, water. So these things are important for the brahmanas. He's saying that if you worship only Govardhana hill, so Govardhana hill will supply all other things for which are necessary for the cows, and cows will be happy. When cows will be happy, the brahmanas will be happy. So he's giving this connection behind this. So, and second thing, why brahmanas are important? Why brahmanas are important? Because they are chief, they are senior among the varnas. They give the knowledge of the society and the knowledge to the other people. And they are well versed in the Vedas. And they know what is dharma. Krishna speaks dharma through them. In the Purusha Sutra, it says, Brahmano asya mukham asid. So from the brahmana's face, from Krishna's face, the brahmanas will speak. And when brahmanas are pleased, obviously society will be pleased, society will be happy. And also the cows are the most important thing in our life. Cows gives milk, that is only one thing we know. But it gives so many other things which we never know. Recently, somebody was sharing a video which says that nowadays we are hearing about coronavirus and everything. And it is, there is no disease, there is no remedy for that, there is no cure for that. And in that video, it is sharing that if you just apply cow ghee on your nose when you are going out, all the viruses which enters from the nose, so it will stop that. So that is one point. And second thing is that there are many other things, but he was sharing very, very important points. And second thing is that, so when you're thinking that some disease is coming, like you feel the sense of disease, immediately if you apply cow dung or cow urine or take cow urine when you're taking bath, then all the disease will be stopped. So it has that potency. So that video was very, very inspiring for me. So I'm just sharing that. So, and the cow, there are so many important other things, but for the brahmanas, they need cow urine, cow dung, and ghee, and milk, and yogurt. Because if you don't have anything, these, you cannot perform anything. If you want to perform yajna, for example, you need to purify this place with what ingredients you have. You cannot purify with place with water, just, you should, just purifying the water, it doesn't make any sense. Just you should sprinkle cow urine, then you'll become purified 100%. So they are the protector of dharma and brahmanas. to protect dharma, cows are required. And in the coming to the Govardhana hill, recently, the Govardhana hill, it's most important thing in the Vrindavan. I was preparing the class yesterday, last night. It is said in, I got some reference, in the Skanda Purana also says, Aho Vrindavanam Ramyam Yatra Govardhano Girihi. Without Govardhana hill, there's no attraction for Vrindavan, it seems. We think that only Govardhana hill is which is making more attractive. No. The Govardhana is the most attractive. And apart from Govardhana hill, there are other hills also, which I am going to read now. One is Nandishwara, and second is Varsana, and third is Dhavala Giri, and fourth is Skandika Giri, and fifth is Govardhana, which is chief among all the hills. So, this is the important thing of Govardhana hill, where Krishna is here, is mentioning, you should worship the source, which is Govardhana hill. Krishna is mentioning, you should not worship some other things. You should worship, go to the root cause of the thing. If you worship Indra, demigods, that demigod, this demigod, Krishna is not an envious person. Why you are not worshipping me? I'm descendant on the earth. I'm Krishna's to Bhagavan Swami. He's not against Indra. He's not against the demigod worship. But Krishna is giving proper guidance to the people in Vrindavan. And he is saying that if you, instead of worshipping Indra, because our lifestyle is dependent on Govardhana Hill, why can't we do that? Just we are sometimes in our life, we do just like for the sake of doing, but we forgot the goal. We forget the goal, we forgot the things what we are doing, and we just carried out by doing. But Krishna is mentioning, you should know, you should understand for whom you are doing. You should understand for what sake you are doing. Then, whatever the work you are doing, that will be pleasing. Yat karosh, yat asnasi, yat juhosi, dadasi, yat tapasasi, kaunteya, tat kurshan, madarpanam. Krishna is preaching in the Bhagavad Gita, it's not that Krishna is need something from you. Krishna is giving that what is ultimate benefit for you. Krishna could have said, okay, you should worship this demigod, you should worship that demigod for this benefit. You know, there are 300 million demigods. How many demigods you can speak? Krishna is basically is mentioning that you should water the root of the tree. Then tree will get nourished. Instead of watering the branches separately, leaves separately, we have no time instead of that. Just as Krishna is saying, worship the source. And for whom you are worshipping. And also sometimes we tend to speak that, oh, this is our family culture. We have been doing some years. That's what Nanda Maharaj is mentioning here. This is our family culture. Indra will become angry. Sorry. Indra will become angry if you don't worship. So, yeah, of course, there are some family culture for each family. But at the same time, we should know what is the main root cause of that. And who is the root causer of that? Then you can start worshipping. Then if you understand what you are doing, to understanding, then you will get one realization. Then after that realization, then you will worship. Krishna could have said that, okay, today, this year you worship Govardhana Hill, next year you worship Indra, so that Indra will be pleased and Govardhana will be also pleased. No. He is giving correct answer. He is giving right direction. He is giving right proposal. Because if you worship Indra and at the same time if you worship Govardhana Hill, no, that will be not done. So if you worship only Govardhana Hill, then all your needs will be fulfilled. Sometimes we tend to do that, okay, he should be also pleased. No, we should know our goal for whom we are doing. Whether it be our sadhana, whether it may be our work at office, whether it may be taking care of family, whether it may be taking care of kids, whether it may be taking care of a temple, anything. We should understand for whom we are doing, for what sake we are doing. If you have this consciousness going on the background, then whatever like chanting, hearing, reading, it will have taste for that. Otherwise, if you're just doing, oh, since we have, joined this movement, we have to chant. That is one of the requirement. That is one of the need. No. If you do it in that way, no matter, don't be surprised that after many years, like few years, the process of Krishna conscious movement will become bore. Oh, why I'm doing? It is, okay, somebody will shout at me, that's why I'm doing. Otherwise somebody will, ask questions, why you are not doing Prabhu. Then in that consciousness, okay, then you will do, but it will not last long. It will last for a few days, few months, few years. Then again, you will go back to normal track. Krishna is saying, that's why Bhagavad Gita, yat karoshi, yat asnasi, yat juhasi, dadasi, yat tapasasi. Chanting for sake of Krishna. Not chanting for sake of our guru. I mean, you should, promise that your guru, that you are chanting. But all the time, okay, guru will be pleased, he will be pleased, that guy will be pleased, if I do that. Then it will be not last longer. If you are doing, okay, I'm doing for sake of Krishna. If Krishna is going to give me taste or not, that's up to him. I'm doing for sake of Krishna. Okay, why I'm doing cleaning? Okay, that's for sake of Krishna. If you love somebody, if you are keeping in your heart somebody, then whatever work you will be assigned, you will be doing happily. Otherwise, whatever work you will be given, it will be burden. Though it may be very easiest of the easiest, you will find this is so difficult, so very, very difficult that you can't even, you know, do that. Whereas if you know the goal, okay, this is doing for the sake of Krishna. I'll give a small example. Just like every Sunday we have vegetable cut up. And you see in all other restaurant, people also doing vegetable cut up. In their consciousness, they are doing because they are thinking that, okay, at the end of the month, I'm getting some paid, or end of the week, I'm getting paid. And with that money, I'm going to enjoy. The same thing we are also doing, but at the end of the something, we will not get something. But if we have a goal, oh, this will be pleasing to Krishna. Because whatever vegetable cut-up I'm doing, this will be offered to Krishna. And the offering will be distributed to everyone. And all the souls will be taking prasadam. When souls take and other living entities take prasadam, their consciousness, Krishna consciousness, which is dormant state, it will be awakened. And they will be coming to Krishna closer. So I will be the part of that instrument. You know, when Krishna is happy, more happy, when all the souls came back to him, will come back to him and will say, we are your real sons. We are your real part and parcel. You know, if father is not happy because son is away, when you bring father and son nearby, then father will be happy, son will be happy. If you become the part of the instrument, then Krishna will be happy. Okay, he is doing for the sake of others. For life is meant for sacrificing others. Here also he says, whatever the sacrifice collected for Indra, we should perform for the Krishna, Govardhan Hill, which is. So sacrifice is meant for the worshipping the Supreme Lord. So if you do for your sake, for your sense gratification, if you do for your sake, you will be not really happy. You will be satisfied some degree. But later on, if you will be, you know, again you will be in the misery. Like for example, if you do it for your sake, something, say suppose sense gratification, which is pleasing. But after doing sense gratification, you will be again the same person. You will be neither happy nor satisfied. Because you are sacrificing something for your senses. Krishna is saying, sacrifice everything for his pleasure. We will be also getting benefit, Krishna is also getting benefit. So when we become part and parcel serving other souls, the soul will bring near to Krishna, then we will be happy. How? Krishna is given instructions to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, saying that, Krishna is saying that you should do it for me. Then you will be getting benefited. Krishna, when he given all instructions, Arjuna said, act as a Nimitra Mata Bhava Savasachi. Then at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is given that, okay, Karishe Vachanam Tava. Whatever you say, I will do it. Then Krishna is saying that you will get ultimate benefit. Anyways, if you don't do it also, if you don't fight for the sake of sacrifice, then either way they'll be killed. It is just like you go and write an exam and with a pen, you will not give the congratulation, you will not say congratulations to your pen. If somebody gives, oh, you scored very good marks, oh, you got very nice marks, then you will not say, it is not cause of me, it is a cause of my pen. You will not say that. You will take that credit, right? Similarly, Krishna is giving like that. Here, Arjuna is acting as a pen. Krishna is acting through him. So we will be, when we act in the preaching moment, then we will be acting as a pen. But Krishna is giving credit to the pen here. And Krishna is not taking credit. Krishna is not saying in the Bhagavad Gita, I have already killed this. Arjuna was just throwing the arrows here and there. I was saving him all the time. You know, whenever danger comes, he's acted just like a, you know, instrument. No, he didn't say that. Krishna has given credit to Arjuna. But when we write an exam, we don't give a credit to the pen. But we'll take credit to ourselves. That's our point. So, where Krishna is so merciful that, and sometimes we question that, okay, sometimes we do our duty, still problems will come, still, you know, something will happen. But Krishna is giving assurance in the Bhagavad Gita at the same time. Sarva dharman parichatya mamekam sharanam vaja. Aham tvam sarva pabhyabhya mokshayishyami masacha. This material world, if you do good, people will say something. If you do bad, people will say something. Either way, you are not escaped. But better to do good and get from the people. Whereas if you do good, Krishna protection will be there. Just like Nanda Maharaj heard from Krishna's teachings that we should worship Govardhan. After doing that also, they got so many calamities. There are so many problems. But Krishna protected lifting the Govardhan hill. So we should think that either way I am getting some things from the people in this material world. Why can't we do good and get things? Because when you do good, people will say something. They don't like, today we have Harinam Sankirtan. When we are going, some people are envious. Why these people are not going? And some people are, they don't like to see us. And some people are, they like to see us. Then some people, they appreciate, very nice. We will get all kinds of people in the Harinam Sankirtan. But when you are there in our association of the devotees, Krishna will protect you. When you are not there, our association of the devotees, you are trying to do something which is beyond your control, then Krishna may protection may come or may not come. That is depends upon your attitude. Now, when you do Harinam Sankirtan, when you do books distribution, when you do Kirtan, everything must be pleasing to the Supreme Lord. That should be the attitude. If you are thinking that if I do this extra activity so that I can attract others, so that I can get the attention of the others, then don't be surprised that you will get some miseries also along with that. I do this so that I can get attraction for others. I do this, That's what Krishna is saying, no. Don't get attention from Indra. You don't have to get attention from Indra because he is not our source. And at the same time, Krishna is not against Indra. Krishna, he is also, Indra is a devotee of Krishna. So Krishna, he says that, so instead of worshipping Govardhan, instead of worshipping Indra, the same ingredients, same thing, you should worship this. In our day-to-day life, what we can do is, we have talent, many different people have different talents. Instead of the talent using for your sense gratification, the same talent doubted in Krishna consciousness. So some may have talent of playing instrument mudanga, some may have talent of playing different instrument. Instead of getting name, fame from that, you should do it in a such a way that Krishna will be pleasing. I have a talent of, selling. I'm a salesman. I have a talent of selling things. So sell the Krishna consciousness books, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Oh, I have a talent of singing. Sing for Krishna. I have a talent of playing harmonium, mridanga. Play for Krishna. Do it for Krishna, Kirtan. That's why the same ingredients. Here it is, the same ingredients which you are doing for the sake of Indra, the same thing, do it for Krishna. We can also preach the same thing, you have in different talents. Everybody, each and every person in this material world, gifted with some or the other talent. We should know what is our talent. And we should, in that way, we should engage our nature in Krishna consciousness, favorably, not unfavorably. Favorably so that may other souls also connect to the Krishna consciousness. Like for example, you are expert in singing. You sing in such a way, nice way that people will appreciate Kirtan of Krishna. How are you singing like this? One time, there's one small story. One time one king in his kingdom, there was a few minister. One among the minister was very good singer. Nobody can beat him. Then king asked him, "How you are singing with such a nice tone, I know such a nice raga, such a nice alapana, and I want to know who's your guru." Then the minister told him, "He is such and such is my guru, so I learned from him. Then I want to see your guru." Then he took the king to that guru, then he is none other than Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And he went there and he saw him the singing. And after hearing that kirtan, king told them, "He's singing most, he's a wonderful singer. Why can't we appoint him in our kingdom? And why can't we ask him to sing?" Then that minister told, "No, because he's singing for the pleasure of the Lord. I am singing for your pleasure. That's why you're feeling more nourished, more beautiful than my singing." So, when you sing in such a way that Krishna, they should remember people in general, they should remember Krishna. And obviously, you will be also glorified. "Oh, Prabhu, nice kirtan. Nice this thing. Nice mridanga. Nice this thing." Then you should immediately offer this name, fame to the Krishna. Otherwise, we will be carried out by that, prideness. "Oh, I am good singer. Okay. I'm book distributor, okay." Then if you removed I, and that will be gone. Then there was one incident happened. I don't know which Maharaj, he was singing, Vishnu Janaswami, I guess. He was singing in the middle of the crowd. Suddenly one dog came and peeped there. Then Prabhupada came and see. This is your result of singing. He was thinking in his mind that, "Oh, I'm singing such a nice way, Hare Krishna." Then small dog came and peeped there and went off. So immediately Krishna subdued, humbled him. So it will happen. So immediately sometimes we get the name, fame, "Oh, I'm singing very nicely." But at the same time we should dovetail our thoughts, dovetail our name and fame. "Oh, this is because Krishna has given nice voice, that's why I'm singing. Krishna has given nice body, Krishna has given nice knowledge to, get some knowledge regarding music, that's why I'm doing. Krishna has removed some instrument, some nerve in our body part, no, we cannot do that. If you have so much cold, you cannot sing tomorrow nicely." That's the thing. So Krishna is giving the same proposal to the Vrajavasis of Vrindavan. The same ingredients, same things, what you brought for Indra, you should dovetail that ingredients to Govardhana Hill. So he is ultimate benefit. So Krishna is glorifying Govardhana Hill at the same time, making humble Lord Indra. And he is teaching lesson Lord Indra. So when you are in devotional circumstance, in a devotional field, sometimes you will get humbled, sometimes you will get praised, sometimes you will get name, sometimes you will get fame, sometimes you will get appreciation, sometimes you will get defamed, sometimes you will get gift, sometimes you have to give gift. Everything is there in Krishna consciousness, nothing is missing. We think that, something I'm lacking in the Krishna consciousness. No, everything is there. But the thing is that you should be there in this moment. If you step out of the moment, you'll be not get it. If you step in the moment and you'll be getting automatically purified. You don't have to do anything. Just stay in the moment. Just like, we go to the downtown. There's so much. Imagine we'll take a train from here. There's so many people standing on the platform. You just stand on the platform between the crowd. Immediately that crowd will push you into the train. move. You will be in the train. If you want to get down from the train, you don't have to do anything. You stand nearby door, people will push you. You will immediately get out of the train. That's a Krishna consciousness moment. You should stay among the association of the devotees. Immediately you will be get purified. That if you don't stay association of the devotees, then that is up to you. You will not get purified. So now it's 8:14. I'll stop here. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts. or sharings. Sharings.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I was actually going to go one direction, but I think I'll go another direction based on your class. That reminded me of something somebody said to me. And by the way, nice class. You always make very wonderful points. I kind of want to get both points, and maybe we'll have time. That's only if you allow. But anyway, you were mentioning use our talents in Krishna consciousness. And this reminds me of, I don't think it's not really that big of a deal. I'll say who it was. I went to a program with a Loyola College program many years ago with Daita and his wife, Ladini Shakti. And she knows I love to write. I'm a writer. Whether I'm good or not, it doesn't matter, but I consider that's what I love to do. And so she says, you know what you like to do. That's your talent. But she says, you know, I haven't found my niche, my talent, because she says she was a pujari here for many years, but, you know, that's just something she did in Krishna consciousness, but she really didn't find her ability. I don't know what I told her back then, but I'm sharing with you with her from Radha Swami and some of the teachings. We see that the Bhagavatam doesn't focus on our ability. It focuses on our responsibility. There's a quote that says responsibility, or the ability to choose your response. It's about making a conscious action, not an unconscious reaction. And there's a story in the Bible where God told Samson, he says, my dear Samson, I'm going to give you an incredible ability from your very birth. World's strongest man, Guinness Book of World Records. Nobody could defeat you. And Samson used his abilities to, God says, under one condition, do not let anyone know the source of your strength, which is your hair. If your hair gets cut off, then you lose your strength. And he was meant to use his strength to defeat the enemy. So when he got older, he could defeat lions with his bare hands, what to speak of mere mortals. So Samson would defeat his enemies, the Philistines, to protect his people against his people, the Israelites. So long story short, the Philistine says, what is Samson's kryptonite? What is most men's kryptonite throughout history? Oh, yeah, a beautiful woman. So they hired a woman named Delilah to find out the source of her strength. They says, my dear Delilah, if you find out Samson's strength, we'll make it worth your while. We'll give you some monetary remuneration. So she found out the source of his strength. While he was sleeping on her lap one night, she cut his hair off. He was enslaved the rest of his life. Now, we could see the opposite story. Haridasa Thakur was put in the same situation by Ramachandra Khan, but he passed the test. And the reason I share this story is because to highlight that we see that although Samson has strength on the outside, but because he didn't have strength on the inside, that's his degradation. Now, look at Haridasa Thakur. He didn't have strength on the outside, but because he had strength on the inside, that's his elevation. And I usually share this with others because we see that we should be less concerned about our ability and more concerned about our responsibility. How do we respond to circumstances? So we shouldn't envy people who could sing well, people who could, you know, do so many talents. We should envy people who could control their senses, because we see throughout history, people are so talented, but if they're not hearing Krishna Katha, there's a verse in the Bible where Jesus says, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of Almighty God. And we see Samson maintained his strength by eating food. But Haridasa Thakur knew that our existence is more than just food. We need food for our mind. That's how he's able to maintain his character. So my question is, what are some steps we could take? Because we all have our envy. So people say envy can't be used in Krishna consciousness, but maybe it can. How about we should envy the people who could control their senses, who loves hearing Krishna Katha? And that's one thing I realized, I'm not really getting any benefit just by singing and doing kirtan. When the miseries of life come, I need to hear some philosophy, some be devotional. So what are some steps we could maybe emphasize? Not, you know, we hear Harinam Sankirtan, but we see without hearing Krishna Katha, we get in all these petty arguments all the time. So anyway, that was my point. Maybe you could share something on that point.
I think many people have many thoughts on envy. So it's a big, very big topic. It's one of the Anartha's first thing. Envy is not started from, if some person singing nicely or some executing talent nicely. It started from the beginning, of our journey, starting from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, we envy him. We thought that why he is only supposed to be enjoyer of all the gopis, all the vrajavasis, all the things, paraphernalia. So from there it is started. It is anati karma phale. You know, it's there, it's long lifetime. It's lifetime after lifetime we had envy. So this chanting, hearing regularly, if you do that, then gradually this enviness will goes. If you discontinue some other pras, discontinue from chanting and hearing Krishna Katha, then automatically you will enviness nature will grow. Just like if you read Krishna book, take last chapter of Krishna book, Krishna is being glorified by all the Vedas. When you are reading, you'll get slowly, you know, sleep. You'll get slowly. If you read Bhagavatam, you'll get falling sleep. Because it's not glorifying about me. It's glorifying Krishna. So that is the root cause of it. So by gradual process of hearing, again chanting, then that is a medicine for the... There is no other medicine. Nashtaprayesha badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavate uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtake. Then how this nashta, how this abhadra will go? By nityam bhagavata sevaya. Is it person or a book which is available at your disposal? Like if a person is available, person Bhagavatam is available, you should serve him. If book Bhagavatam is available, you should serve that. Then if you do these things, it will go. And at the same time, you should have a faith. You should not feel discouraged. Okay, I am sincere from this moment. You know, I've been reading Bhagavatam or serving Bhagavatam every day, but still I'm getting envy. You should not get disappointed. You should get utsaha nichaya dairya tat tat karma pravartanat. Automatically this medicine works. If you have a headache or any body pain, you take a medicine with the faith, it will work. It's a matter of time. If you think that, oh, this medicine doesn't work, I'm just say taking for, you know, for sake of taking, then it will not have a work. In Ayurvedic, I guess the most important thing is that you should have a faith on that medicine, right? If you faithfully take that medicine, it will work. Even though if it is top class medicine, you know, most costly, it will not work if you don't have a faith. You just take, no, it's not. So similarly, Bhagavatam, that's why Krishna consciousness is not a sentimental movement. It is a real science, practicals and theory. Theory is reading, hearing, these things. Practicals, serving the devotees, serving the Vaishnavas, you know, serving the Bhagavatam people, that is the, then naturally it will work. It should work. That's why we should have faith on acharyas. They have demonstrated it. They have, you know, done it. It worked for them. If those great people, they work for them. And what about us? In Narottam Das Thakur says that he sings in many bhajans. He sings like in Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Sharira. And for him, Pulaka Sharira, for us, not. But if you do gradually, you will also become Pulaka Sharira. And also, Vishaya Chadiya Kabe Shuddha Kabe Habiman Kabe Habiman Sri Vrindavan. So he is saying that my mind is, you know, sense gratification. You know, I'm doing sense gratification. But he is not doing sense gratification. For our sake, he is praying. You know, so that, like slowly, gradually, it will work. It is not that it's not going to work, it will work. That only thing is, you should have faith and time. Mataji.
Naveen Krishna Prabhu, you were putting a lot of emphasis through the course of the class on, you know, the necessity for really channeling one's thinking and focusing the purpose for which one's performing an activity. So it just naturally brings to mind the question, somebody observing from the outside persons performing activities, they may attribute or make a judgment about a person's thinking and whether their thinking is, you know, truly focused on Krishna or on themselves. So if, I guess the question would be, what would you say are kind of objective criteria for being able to evaluate that somebody's thinking truly is, you know, I'm performing this to please Lord Krishna, mm-hmm. for persons observing on the outside?
Nice comment, Mataji. I also faced so many things like this. As I said, if you do good, people will say something. If you don't do good, people will also say something. Same thing. Better you do good, get from the people. But at the same time, you should think about, there are many things. I'm bringing only 2 points. In your mind, if you are doing some activity, in your mind, what is the result? What you are thinking about it? I am giving class. In my mind, I'm thinking that, after this class, many people should appreciate me. Many people should, you know, say me, very nice class, Prabhu. If I have in that background in my mind, then sometimes Krishna shows real mercy. what a class. What is this class? You don't know anything. And people will not say anything. People may sleep in the class. Everybody will be sleeping in the class. Or sometimes nobody will be there in the class. So that how Krishna sends. In the devotional life, in the devotee's life, Krishna will personally interfere and makes purification. In the people's, in the outside material world, Maya will personally interfere and make them fry. But whereas in devotional life, Krishna will personally interfere and purify the heart. Because he's sitting in your heart and every day you're chanting, following 4 regulative principles. That is a cleansing part. Now sometimes when we clean the house or any vessel, you got to scrub very hardly. You cannot think that, this part will get hurt if I scrub hardly. So when you do good, people will say something that should add your determination. That, I may not get name, I may not get fame, I may not get recognized people, but Krishna will be pleased. That should be the goal. I may not get the recognition now. That should be not the goal. That's why in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Anya Bhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Anavritam Anukulena Krishna Anusilana. You should be Jnana Karma. Karma means activity. That activity should give name, frame. No. That activity should dovetail toward Krishna consciousness, towards pleasing Krishna. I'm speaking here, but I'm not that product. I'm also expecting something, but that is something which we should practice. When you practice something, then you can able to focus on our goal. Just Nanda Maharaj, he collected all the ingredients and they'll be doing so many years this puja. And suddenly Krishna came, stop this and do that. And they have to change their consciousness because Krishna is personally preaching. If Krishna is personally preaching, means there is no question of questions and answers. They will just do it. But here, we may not understand from the first time hearing. We may contemplate. Some people will give obstacles in our devotional life. They will say that, why you are doing this? This is nothing. Okay, still you have to do sacrifice. Then it will add up in our mind. And at the same time, we should think that, may Krishna please. Or some people will say that don't do like this. You can think about those suggestions, those comments, how they are helping in favorably to us. How they were helping. Why she is not favorable to this one? Let me ask her, what is favorable? Is that okay? Thank you so much. It's 8:30, sorry. Hare Krishna Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premanande.